G'day, this is Big Brady Marshall.
This is Brian Alvarez.
This is Dean Brady of the Millennials.
This is the Jurassic Punk Sid Parker.
How many of you guys have heard the term kayfabe?
Blue Doggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Matt Grim Basso.
This is the loosest kid in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Scrap Brand Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Welcome, everyone, to your longest-running Australian wrestling podcast, Wrestle Radio Australia. I'm your host, Todd Eastman. Hope you all went out last weekend. It was a long weekend and enjoyed your local pro wrestling. I didn't go out on the weekend because up in Queensland here, it is not a long weekend. There was no real wrestling on in Queensland last weekend, but there was PWA on OVO, and I watched that on Sunday with a great main event with the Lightspeed Express up against the Velocities. A really, really good match, and in a challenging environment, because that roof in that place was tiny, and for them to pull off the match that they pulled off, kudos to all those four men. It was amazing match, and if you do get a chance, get onto OVO, get onto the app. If you've got iPhone, there's an app for it. You can get that. You can stream it to your TV. That's what I did. That's how I watch PWA now, and that's amazing. You get to watch stuff live, which live Australian professional wrestling being streamed around the country, around the world, is amazing. And it's just another big step for Australian professional wrestling, and one I am amazed to see. And PWA deserve all the kudos in the world for being able to do that. And yes, a big clap. That was me clapping. I don't know how that works on podcasts, but there you go. Before we go to our guest this week, I just want to just quickly say something that last week, of course, was a very emotional episode, especially for me and a lot of people around the country, because we lost a good friend. I just want to thank everyone who reached out to me on my my personal and even on the WRA page to lend their support and to check in on me, and it was really, really very appreciated. People like Ray and Benny and Heath and even Chris, just thanks a lot, guys. It really did mean a lot, and it really does mean a lot to me that everyone's out there supporting each other. And I think that is the moral to the story. And if it's something we can take away from this terrible, terrible thing, is that we need to be there for each other. And I really do thank you guys. Let's move on to our interview for this week. And our interview is, he's actually one of my favorite wrestlers that I've hardly ever seen, to be perfectly honest with you. I've hardly ever seen his work, but the work I've seen, I really do enjoy. Atlas Whitaker, look, you might remember him, or you might know him as Camby. He is no longer Camby. He's taking a career change, a gimmick change, if you will. And it's really paid off for him. And you'll find out in this chat that we talked about just the leap of faith he took in himself to change that character up. And it's just a great guy and a really good chat. And I really hope you do enjoy it. And you'll hear it next here on Wrestle Raid Australia, right after Where the Action Is. Now time for Where the Action Is, and in Victoria on Saturday night, PCW have their Ignition shows at the Southeastern Entertainment Centre in Ferntree Gully. For tickets for that one, pcw.com.au. And APW have Last Exit at the Mechanics Institute in Frankston. You can get tickets for that one at the door. Check out their Facebook page for actual addresses and stuff like that for APW, but go and check them out if you're in Victoria this weekend. In New South Wales, PWA on Friday night have Black Label, All Eyes on Troy. Max Watts, of course, is the venue for PWA Black Label shows. Great venue there for professional wrestling in Australia, Max Watts. Tickets for that one are at prowrestlingaustralia.com.au. Or if you're not even in New South Wales and you want to check out PWA, and I do suggest you do, it's a great product, and I know I will be watching it this Friday night. It will also be streaming live on the OVO app, so just get on that one and enjoy local pro wrestling, even if it's not local to you in your neighborhood. I don't know how much sense that made. Anyway, IWA have their Wild West Tour over this weekend. Friday night at the Lithgow Workies Club and Saturday at Dubbo RSL. Hit their Facebook up for ticketing details, because I think there might be two different links for the two different shows. But if you're in either Lithgow or Dubbo, get out there and check out IWA on their Wild West Tour this weekend. on Saturday, Eyes on the Road, Suplex Pro Wrestling at the Goulburn Workers Club. Moshtix.com.au for that one. I believe the main event for that one is Jack Payne versus Lynx, the heavyweight champion versus the middleweight champion. So go and check that out if you're in Goulburn this weekend. And that's where the action is in New South Wales. In WA, EPW have their charity bash at the Southwest Italian, how good am I? At the Southwest Italian Club in Bunbury. Tickets for that one are epwperth.com. Proceeds for that one go to Give Me Five for Kids, a good charity, and great work there by EPW by doing that. In South Australia on Saturday night, Wrestle Rampage have Live at the Dojo, their first dojo show at the Holland Performance Personal Training Center in Panorama. Tickets for that one are only at the door, so hit up their Facebook page, find out the address, go and check them out. It's all the young up-and-coming guys from Wrestle Rampage, so it's bound to be a great show and a good glimpse of the future of Wrestle Rampage in Adelaide. In Queensland on Friday night, we have UPW Recoil at the Shed in Aussie World on the Sunshine Coast. Tickets for that one are at stickytickets.com.au. And Saturday night, I will be at the AWA Grindhouse WrestleNado. It is an 18-plus show at the Zoo in the Fortitude Valley. Tickets for that one are at oztix.com.au. The main event for that one is, of course, my man, Showtime Jake Nova, taking on the Devil's Double, Jesse Daniels. And that should be a great match and should be a good show, really, looking at the card coming up. And, go and check that out. But make sure you check out professional wrestling in your local area. And if you can't, there is PWA streaming live. Get onto it this weekend, this Friday night for UPW. This Friday night for UPW, yeah. But this Friday night for PWA on the OVO app. Any promotions that want their show mentioned here on Where the Action Is, hit us up on Facebook or email me at WrestleRadioAustraliaTodd@gmail.com and we'll mention you on an upcoming episode, or book me and I'll definitely mention it because I am a massive shill for myself, and that is where the action is this weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the
I am joined here tonight by the former Campbell Crawford, the now Atlas Whitaker. How are you tonight, mate?
I'm very well, Todd. How are you?
I'm very, very good. First off, mate, you know that I've been a fan for you, mainly because you look like my favourite wrestler, Arn Anderson. For the longest time I've been a fan of you, and to the point where I even said, how about we get you up here so I can manage you and I can be Bobby the Brain?
Yeah, that would have been fantastic.
So where did you get started with wrestling?
So I started with Carlo Cannon at the Vicious Pursuit school just down here in Melbourne.
Yep.
Kind of a few years ago now, and then that's pretty much got started. I started because I googled schools EME, and there was a school that I didn't really want to go to that was close to me. Mm-hmm. And then I just kept looking and looking, and then I found Carlo and saw the connection with Melbourne City Wrestling, and then just followed that. Mm-hmm. A bit of travel for me at the time, but now I'm a bit closer to the city, so yes, it's good. It's good stuff.
I must admit, I was the same. There's like a lot of schools around, but unless you like who they're attached to, because you see what the product that they put out, and especially with Carlo, it's basically like going to Lance Storm Down Under, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a lot of the similar tricks, I guess, would have come through. Just after knowing a few people now, especially that have gone through Lance's, you can understand where Carlo was coming from a bit more in depth. So it's been it was a good introduction into wrestling for sure.
Mm. And you've focused most of your career so far in tags. Is that something you've always wanted to do? Is that something that you love? Or is it just sort of like happenstance?
To be honest, at the start, it was with me and Vance. At the beginning, it was more what does a company need? Do we see any tag teams? And we just decided to market ourselves as a tag team. And as I guess I am a massive fan of tag team wrestling now, but when I entered, I was more just like, oh, this is the spot. And then I learned from, I think I was talking to, in my early days with Dowie James, and I remember Dowie just being like, why did you start as a tag team wrestler? I'm like, I don't know. But I think I've grown to appreciate tag team wrestling a lot, and it's probably my favorite form of wrestling currently. So yeah, it wasn't by design to be a tag team wrestler, but yeah, I think introducing myself as a tag team wrestler, and I've just been marketed as such from there. But it's everything I enjoy, so there's nothing, no harm on that one.
But you also did something that I think is smart anyway, and this is something that I've told other guys around, is like, why don't you find something that a promotion doesn't have and be that? Like, if you go to a promotion and there's a shitload of heels and not a hell of a lot of strong faces, if that was me, I would go, well, I want to be a face because there's not a lot of those guys and I'm going to get booked. It must have been the same with tag teams. You're like, well, there's not a lot of tag teams going around. We're going to get booked pretty much if there's a tag team spot coming up.
Yeah, it's to any, I guess to any like up and coming wrestlers listening in the minute too. Like, they just look for, if the spot's not there, try and make your own spot, really. Like, by marketing yourself for just what a company would need, what a company wants, and then not that I'm an expert on the subject or anything like that, but it's definitely something that at the beginning of my career, I got a lot of work out of wrestling as a tag team. If that's the goal and you just want to, if someone wants to get on as many shows as possible, just be very versatile. Don't have a vision of what you're going to be, just be able to fill the spot, really.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because you want to get as much experience as possible, and the best way to do that is to be whatever the guy needs at that time.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You've sort of like always been... Have you always basically been MC Dub, or have you moved? You started.
I've worked for a few companies. MCW is home for me, just coming from the refereeing background and having that connection with Carlo initially as well, and now at the academy, I'm training there now, and just MCW is always going to be home base for me. But I work most places. Most places that will have me, really, but I try, because my personal life at the minute is I'm pretty happy with where I'm at, so I don't stretch out too far to find the opportunities, but now with the new direction that I'm going in, it'd be fun to reach out a bit more and try and get more at mileage out of that character, I think.
Well, like, and the beauty of you, of where you are in Melbourne, is it is basically that and Sydney are the hub of professional wrestling in the country. You're not going to get much of a hotter territory than Melbourne, so you don't have to branch out a hell of a lot to get your name out there.
Yeah, that's right, especially with just the... Because, like you said, Sydney and Melbourne are just massive at the minute. They're just such a hotbed for... just fantastic professional wrestling, and more so the reach that they're having with Triple M for both states as well getting involved. There's the internet coverage, Osprey working across both of them helped too, and then there's Bullet Club with Robbie and Gino now too. And like you said as well, I haven't had to reach out too far to get, like, even with the new change as well, I've already gotten a few messages of interest, which is always good, just because it's connected with MCW, because it was a change that was going to happen regardless of whether Melbourne City Wrestling wanted to do it as well. That's a fun little fact. Without that reach that Melbourne City Wrestling has, I definitely wouldn't have that much interest in it, to be honest. Like, I'm not very good with putting myself out there. It's something I need to get a lot better at. It definitely helps me heaps, and it helps a lot of people I know that work on the card as well, just be able to market themselves properly, not properly, but market themselves a bit better than they could without that venue.
When Campbell Crawford first sort of debuted, it was an English character?
More pompous, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah, never a British type.
Because that's what I thought it was when I first heard it. I was like, oh, he must be a Brit, because he sounded very British.
No, I was just...
It might have been the mustache as well.
I hope I
didn't
put an accent on. Yeah. it was a weird coincidence, because I believe Tyler Bate and Trent Seven, we posted a promo that was very similar, that came out the same week as one that Trent Seven and Tyler Bate did. And we were just like, oh no.
and then
straight away we've just been that kind of hipster demographic, I think, that hipster British style, even though I'm not... proficient in the British style of wrestling or anything like that. But it's just like, oh no, now I have to do it. Like, I have to learn how to do it fast.
The bonus of that is you can just go, look, I only wrestle by rounds.
So that's right, yeah, and I don't get too gassed.
Every 3 minutes, I need a good 30 seconds break, thanks.
It's perfect. It works perfect for my style, that's for sure.
So tell me about, you moved into working with, Jake Lindo and, Hawko.
Yep.
How did that all come about? Because that was sort of like a sort of an odd couple pairing to start with, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think the actual partnership with Jake Lindo it wasn't planned from the beginning. We just found a very organic work together, I think, because the character itself, they wanted a vehicle for not just Hawko, but they wanted me on the show as well, and it was awesome for them to give me that opportunity. And I like doing the comedy wrestling as well, and just the comedy character. Mm-hmm. And then it was good to just go in with that. And then I got put in a program with Lindo, and then it kind of organically turned into a tag team from there. And it's, had great time. Jake's a very knowledgeable professional wrestler, so it was awesome to get feedback off him, and he's very supportive about everything, because I get very down after bad matches or things like that, so it's good to have him to talk me out of it and just be, because he's been wrestling for a long time now, over 10 years, I believe. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, so to have that kind of support network and then have Hawko there as well was always good. And yeah, it just kind of, I guess to answer the question, it was very, very organic, really, like how the partnership that came along.
Mm. And because you sort of came to a real stop all of a sudden, sort of thing.
Yeah.
What happened there? Was it just something like you decided you'd moved on, or you wanted to change up things, or you were sort of tired of the Campbell Crawford or the Camby character?
Well, I guess the men for hire gimmick. I can't speak for them directly, but I think it kind of run its course. I believe there was just nowhere to really go from there. Hawko was getting a lot more involved with the backstage stuff with MCW. He's doing a lot of work behind the scenes there, and then Lindo in real life, he's working an insane schedule. I don't know if that's affecting the wrestling or anything like that, because I'm on other shows with him and everything, but I think it was just a combination of Hawko's incredibly busy, Lindo's incredibly busy, and then I was kind of in the mindset of wanting a change as well, because I just felt like a change was necessary for myself, but I don't think that's what halted it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So explain the new venture, the new Atlas Whitaker.
The new character.
Yeah.
So
because I messaged you after I saw that introduction promo, because I loved it. I thought it was brilliant. What made you come about to sort of evolve into this character?
Well, it does come from a real life frustration in a way. I'll start with a little story, I guess.
Yeah.
So midway through last year, I suffered a concussion in a match, like a pretty bad. I didn't know how bad it was at the time. I didn't know how bad it was for a few months. And then I was diagnosed with post-concussion syndrome. And then depending on certain tests, I might not be able to bump ever again kind of thing.
Shit.
So it was kind of, it was kind of a daunting prospect. And then while I was kind of trying to be like, would I be happy with what I've done? And I wasn't. I was just like, it would be nice to just go out with, not go out, but like just do something that, because the Atlas Whitaker character is something that it's born of an idea that I had in promo class from like day one kind of thing. Like it's not the name itself, but just the whole gimmick is just something that I've wanted to do. But the decision to move into that gimmick was born out of, number one, it was just, I'm not happy with what I'm doing. If my career ended today, I wouldn't have been happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was into that. And then just wanted to be a bit more serious, because I feel like I wasn't, it sounds silly coming from a comedy performer, but I feel like I wasn't given the, to talk myself a little bit, I guess. I consider myself to be an incredibly versatile performer, but I feel like when I'm put on that stage, it's just comedy. Mm-hmm. And then and I got really complacent, and it got really easy for me.
Were you afraid that you were sort of sort of going to be typecast as that sort of character when you felt like you had more to give?
That's the perfect way to put it, really. And then the character itself was just born out of a bit of, I've been working on it for a few months now. And then that kind of promo scheduled to film it anyway on the day after MCW, and that morning for MCW I got told I was on the show, which is funny, it just worked out really perfectly, really. But I was ready to kind of step aside and just be like, all right, all bookings for Canby are done, Atlas now, and then it's kind of a roll-on effect just by being in partnership with MCW, which has been great.
And have you received the sort of, like, you had me message you, but I'm no one. Have you received that the same sort of feedback from around? Like, it's really resonated with some people?
Yeah, a lot of people have voiced they're just saying, no, it's just refreshing change for me. And I think a lot of people would have seen me as being stagnant in my performances as well and going, oh, this is perfect for you. Like, it's good that you're going out there and taking that risk as well. Because because the character Canby was a very popular character. So it was a big risk to just kind of stop it. And I think a lot of wrestlers and bookers and things like that were just very supportive in that. And then I just got random messages from people that I've met a very handful of times. They're like, oh, I loved your promo. I'm like, oh, geez, like, thank you. Like, it's awesome to hear that, especially because, just a lot of thought went into it. So it's awesome that I'm getting that kind of response internally as well as externally as well.
Yeah, well, I'd only met you that once at New Horizons, I think it was.
We met each other on the staircase, I believe.
Exactly. Yeah. I wasn't in the best shape, thanks to bloody Creamy. Bloody Creamy, Jesus. I think I said to you then I was a fan of your work then, and then just seeing that promo, I was like, this is another side which is really going to extend what he can do all around the place. That's why I just felt, oh bugger, I'm going to message him and let him know I really enjoyed that, because I didn't know how many other people would actually do that to you.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate that. You were probably one of the first people to message me, to be honest. I think I got one a couple of days after, and then I got a couple a week after, and then I asked for feedback from some people as well, and they all let me know how it went. So, but yeah, I definitely appreciate it. That's for sure.
How much input does the MCW booking team have on this, your character development, or that, or is that mainly they're telling, this is what we'd like you to try, and then they leave you be, or how do they do that sort of thing?
Well, with Atlas, I haven't gone to them for anything really, except for just the angle that's happening now. Just the character itself is very much a creation of my own. It's very much, even the gear, bottom up, the hairstyle, the moral compass that my character wants to be, that's all my input. I've gotten feedback on it, but a lot of it is purely a creation of myself. And then when it comes to the show day with MCW, anything I do on the show is obviously going to be filtered through. And then it's in the character though, it's very much just pretty much all me, which I'm very proud of, and I put a lot of my heart into it so far.
Did you go to MCW with, this is the character I want to do, Alice, and they've gone, all right, we'll put you with TD and Emmanuel? Or is that sort of like the three of you come to them and said, this is, we have an idea for this, what do you think?
In that circumstance, it was, I pulled management aside and just said, hey, I'm not going to be doing the Campbell Crawford character anymore. I'm going to be doing this character. If there's a spot on the show for it, please let me know. But if not, just that's fine. I was kind of willing to just reset.
That's a hell of a risk to take when that's one of the, well, arguably the biggest promotion in the country, to be able to walk in there and go, look, I'm not going to be doing the character that's been getting me booked. I want to do this one. If you don't want to book me, that's cool. I understand. But that takes a hell of a lot of courage to do.
It was if you should have seen me, because I was shaking and everything. So it was just like, I don't know. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to say it. And then luckily enough, management is just really, really good there. So I was able to just one-on-one chat and just be like, hey, this is what I want to do. If there's a spot, here it is. And then a kind of light bulb went off and they were like, actually, we've got this idea. And that kind of snowballed from there, really. So I'm real fortunate that I've been able to be a part of that so far, just to help with the, as well as being on MCW, of course, but being I guess investing in myself, it's good to have that kind of backing.
Yeah, and that's one, like, speaking from a booking standpoint, because I do a little bit of booking up here, one thing I do love is when people come to me and say, I have an idea for a character, because that gives me ideas about what I want to do with them.
Yeah.
Whereas before, I mightn't have an idea. I mightn't have, like, I don't really know what you do. You know what I mean? But if you come in and go, like, this is what I want, you go, I have a perfect idea for this. Is that something that you think might have been the case?
Yeah, it's because I'm not sure if he wants to be mentioned, but Fresh. You've probably met Fresh before.
I've had Fresh on the show.
Oh, have you? Yeah. Oh, of course, yeah. he's very open to ideas and... He was, it's awesome just being able to kind of be like, here's this character, and then go, okay, he'll fit in this. And now it's very much me, Campbell, changing is a very much integral part of the story as it's going. So it's cool that he's kind of gone on the fly, just, oh, yeah, we'll add this. And then, it's just, it's like, just very, very fortunate to have that kind of backing on that one and that support, because it could have just died in the water, to be honest. Like, it really could have. I could have gone out by myself and then just eaten shit, really. But
How have the fans taken to this new character? Because it's basically a 180 from what Campbell was or Camby was.
Yeah, it's the fan reaction's been a bit. It was kind of mixed. There's a lot of people that are just kind of like, oh, I don't care, and which is fine too. Like, everyone's entitled to their opinion. Hate to eat it. No, I'm kidding. But but a lot of I got a lot of messages, because I did like a before I did the change and everything, I just started a new Twitter page, started a new Facebook page, not a Facebook page, Instagram page and everything. So a lot of people were just like, who's this weirdo, like, that's following everyone, kind of thing. And then when it was revealed to me, I got a lot of fans messaging me being like, oh, you got me. Yeah. Or there was a lot of messages just being like, boring, that sucks, like, so in turn, like, but that's what comes with the job, really. When you put something out that you've created, you've got to accept both sides of the coin when it comes to criticism or praise. And I'm happy to take it. It's all feedback for me. Yeah. But the fans have been pretty good at the show. I think they, they hated me. They hated me at MCW this past weekend. So that's
beautiful.
That was pleasant to hear, because I was kind of, because the Camby chants are going to happen. Yeah. And Fresh has warned me about that. He's just like, you're still going to get that. And I'm like, yeah, I can shut it down. And then I did my best to shut it down. It still happened. But yeah, the fans have come along. They're booing me, which is all I could ask for, really. Except for I just don't want them to throw things at me. But
trust me, that's not cool.
No, definitely not cool. I don't want that. But just boo me all you want, but don't hurt me.
So where do you want Atlas Whitaker to go? Like, are you looking to, even though you don't really have to, being that you're with MCW already, are you looking to try and hit a PWA or say a Rampage or Riot City or that sort of areas?
Yeah, I'd love to branch out to those areas. And if anyone from there is listening, please feel free to message me. I'd love to. I've worked for PWA once. That was a long time ago now, actually. That was back with Man United, with Vance Adams.
Yeah.
And we got to work Jordan and Carl Fletcher when he was Instagram, which was a lot of fun. And I was very, very green at the time too, so they took care of us really well. And I'd love to go back up to PWA. I'd love to go over to Wrestle Rampage. I'd love to wrestle Tommy Knight. If Tommy Knight's listening, I'd love to fight Tommy Knight. And Rat Daddy, like, all those guys up there. Everyone at PWA is fantastic as well. I'd love to get up to Queensland, and I'd love to get up to Perth as well. I just want to go all over the country with the gimmick. I'd love to do that.
Yeah. Well, I know people in Queensland, so we might be able to work something out.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming on and talking to us. Maybe one day when we get you, if we do get you up to Queensland, we'll actually sit down face-to-face and have a proper chat. If people want to follow Atlas Whitaker, how can they do that, sir?
Yeah, it's A. Whitaker, N-G-O-K, N for, so I'll spell that out really. It's Atlas Whitaker with two T's, N-G-O-K. Those are across the board on all my socials. Facebook won't let me change my name, so I'm going to have to get a new Facebook page. but yeah, Atlas Whitaker, N-G-O-K, across all platforms. Feel free to follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram, and yeah, tell your promotions that Atlas Whitaker can be your guide, and I'll be able to come on up.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on tonight, mate.
No, my absolute pleasure, Todd. Thank you very much for having me.
Some people say having an opinion is like having a penis. It's really great for you, but you shouldn't share it around. That's exactly what we don't do. We share it all about the internet, and in fact, we advertise it on other people's podcasts so that they can go and enjoy it as well. Am I talking about penises or am I talking about opinions on film? To find out, you'll have to go to our website, secondtakepodcast.com, or find Second Take Podcast on your podcatcher of choice.
Once again, big thanks to my guest, Atlas Whitaker. I know I say this every week. He is one of the up-and-coming young men in this industry who is set to make a big mark. Go and check him out if he's on a local show. And if he's not, hit up your promotion and say, we want Atlas Whitaker on our shows. Anyway, if you haven't already, guys, make sure you subscribe to WRA. It's free and you can do it on iTunes, Stitcher, or Spotify. Now, anywhere you get your podcast from, we are pretty much there. If you do stop by iTunes, give us a rating and review while you're there. Give us a 5-star. Helps us get inside more ears and share the show. Spread the word about professional wrestling in this country, just like we do every week right here. Also, make sure you follow us on Facebook. Just search out Wrestle Radio Australia. And on Twitter, at Wrestle Radio AU, or me personally, at Beast Eastman. Don't forget, guys, we do have our Wrestle Radio Australia merch. It is on Redbubble. Just go to redbubble.com, search out Wrestle Radio Australia or WRA. Any proceeds going from any sales of the merch go to Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life, two charities that really do good work with anxiety, depression, that sort of deal. The whole thing that we are fighting here, something that I've pretty much taken on as a personal crusade of mine, is to fight that whole anxiety, depression, causing people to self-harm and unfortunately take their own lives, which is what happened in just a very recent thing happened with our very good friend Josh Armour. And guys like Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life, especially going to schools and teach kids and teach young men that it is okay to talk about it, and it's a sign of dealing with your problems instead of like having to try and deal with them yourself. It's better to talk about it, it's better to get it out there, and it's better to support each other than it is just to take all this stuff on your own. That will do it for this episode of Wrestle Radio Australia. Once again, I want to thank everyone for the last episode and the response I've gotten again from the last episode, and just the response I've gotten of support of the hard times that I've been going through. And I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people around the country that were really, really upset and really, really hurt about what happened this past week with Josh. And I just want to, for those guys, I want you guys to hang in there, and for the people that reached out to help me and to lend their support, I really do want to thank you again. To send us out, promo land this week is the promo I talked about actually in the interview with Atlas. It is Atlas Whitaker explaining the whole change from the Campbell Crawford character to Atlas Whitaker. And we will see you next week on Wrestle Radio Australia. I'm Todd Eastman. Have fun, guys.
I have been around professional wrestling in Australia for quite some time now, in one form or another. And time after time and show after show, I see the moral fiber tear every single day I am involved in this sport. Year after year, wrestlers get worse while the wrestling gets better, and that needs to change. Campbell Crawford wasn't helping. Campbell Crawford did nothing for Australian wrestling. Camby did even less. I am here to fix professional wrestling in this country because it is rotten to the core. I am sovereign. I am the lighthouse that will guide all weary souls safely to shore. Because there are no gods or kings. There is only Atlas Whitaker, and I will be your guide.